Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231 as we launch here into the third hour of the program. 800-259-9231. It is Ian with you.
And Josh.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Now, I mentioned we were going to get to an Afghanistan thing, and hopefully we will. It's a quick update. We don't have to get too far into it. But what we were getting into during the news break was a discussion about intellectual property, and I figured we might as well have it on the air because Josh, who is with us tonight here, I think for the second time, so welcome back to the program. Josh is here. He's a musician, and he is in support of intellectual property. And we were talking about various different things. But to get the discussion started on the air, I'd like to share a story from ArsTechnica.com. Study: free markets superior to patent monopolies. For the most part, advocates of free markets contend that competition and innovation go hand in hand, as individuals and companies compete to find optimal solutions that will bring them financial success. There's a glaring exception to that, however, the patent system, which has a lottery-like, winner-takes-all reward structure. Anyone who successfully patents an innovation is granted a monopoly for its use, a trade-off that is considered a necessary reward to spur innovation. Now, the current patent system, however, is beginning to show signs of stress, and there have been a number of questions regarding its basic assumptions. Although it's not part of the changes being considered in their current patent reform efforts, the use of temporary monopolies as a reward for innovation has been challenged in academic circles. That debate has now reached the pages of Science, where a new paper spells out the alternative right in its title, Promoting Intellectual Discovery, Patents versus Markets. The paper spells out a number of reasons why patent monopolies may not be the spur for innovation that they are intended to be, kind of in the same way that regulations aren't in any way protecting people or actually helping the consumer. They're actually hurting the consumer. It's just they sort of paint a picture otherwise. So it says here that partial solutions don't get any reward. Fragmented ownership of innovations can inhibit their use. Downstream licensing can inhibit markets well outside of the scope of the innovation, etc. The problems are tied together by the fact that intellectual property is hard to define, meaning all of these issues will almost certainly require repeated trips to the legal system to sort out, which means you have to pay a lawyer a lot of money in order to get through this stuff.
Yeah, that does seem to be what intellectual property is all about, is keeping lots and lots of attorneys employed and very, 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 very high rates.
It's one of the reasons why research and development is also a very attorney-based process, and that's one of the reasons why it costs a lot of money to get patents on. It costs a lot of money to bring products to market because you have to go through all the legal hoops. So without the patent system, you'd immediately have a reduction in the cost of research and development because you wouldn't have to deal with all the lawyers. But the authors argued there have been some cases where a patent-free innovation took place in a way that ensured that the innovators were still rewarded. Their prime example is the case of the mining industry in Cornwall, England, where the expiration of several patents on steam engines spurred a period of openly shared innovations that led to rapid improvements in steam engine design. The lack of intellectual property allowed multiple improvements to be incorporated into a single design, while the innovators benefited from having their minds operating more efficiently ahead of their competition. So the idea there being that if you don't have to pay somebody to use their idea in your new process, you're trying to come up with something, you know, some new innovation, somebody else has come up with a good idea, but they've got a patent on it, so in order to use that idea within your new idea, you have to go and ask them permission to get a license, you know, to pay whatever licensing fees they have in order to use their idea.
But the question is it sustainable? Because if it's for a short period of time, then sure, you see an increase in the mining and the mining industry, but what about the steam engine building industry? If I say that, well, you know, I just can't make money, you know, somebody keeps on stealing my ideas whenever I come up with a steam engine here, like maybe I'm just going to go work at the mine.
Well, maybe you need to innovate and figure out a better way to market your product.
I am, well, I'm with you that...
Stop whining.
You're calling me a whiner?
If you were in that situation, oh, people are stealing my ideas, you know what? Borrowing ideas is what's happening. Your ideas can't be stolen because they're not being subtracted from you. You still have them. They've been borrowed. Perhaps they've been done better. Perhaps they've been put together more effectively. Perhaps the ideas have been managed more effectively, marketed more effectively, and they've done a better job. Maybe you should go work for them.
You're making a really good point, but what happens if the steam engine industry dries up and goes away?
Things change.
Yeah. No, maybe there won't be innovation.
Right. Oh, come on. See, now that's the kind of statement that just is completely ignorant because you know...
You're not addressing it. You're just saying, oh, you're a crybaby. You're making a
the
bad
evidence
point.
Shows that
and
there
I'm
is
showing
innovation.
You that you're making a bad
the
point.
The evidence is showing you right here, Mark, that there was
no,
innovation.
No, it isn't. I told you just then that the evidence doesn't at all address the manufacture of steam engines. It only addresses how the mining industry did. And I am
it said it allowed multiple improvements to be incorporated in a single steam engine design.
Yes.
So the engines
the
were still
who
being
made
designed.
The improvements, who made those improvements didn't get compensated
for
it.
How do you know that? That doesn't say that in this story, now does it? You can go and read the entire paper. There's a full academic examination of this available out there.
Right.
But Dr. Mary Ruart said in her presentation at the Free State Projects Liberty Forum this year, she was talking about patents, and she has been in the medicine field long enough to where she's familiar with what happened before this current system was put in place in the way that it is. She said that the reason why there was still innovation happening, that there was plenty of innovation. In fact, more innovation was happening back then at a faster clip because people had to get their products to the market quickly, and they knew that there would be people out there knocking off their products and offering generic versions of it. They knew that would be happening, so they had to, you know, they had to get their product out the gates quickly. They had to market it effectively, and they did all that because when they hit the market first, they were rewarded for being first to marketplace. They had the brand loyalty, essentially, that came out as a result of that. And, of course, they didn't have all the patent lawyer costs and things like that.
Well, what I'm talking about is less about engines and pills and more about our right to retain ownership of reproduction of creative media. It's the type of intellectual property that I'm talking
so
about.
So, meaning you own the music that you make, and if I decide I want to put holes in a CD in the same exact pattern, that there's been some sort of violation?
Well, see, that's the misconception, is that it's just a pattern that's randomly assembled on a disc and that anyone can do it. And there's, you know, thousands of hours of work, and I can't give credence to this idea that the creative work of a mind isn't worth anything.
It's worth whatever you can get for it. You can put a whole bunch of work into something, but if the marketplace thinks it's crap, you're not going to get paid.
Well, shouldn't I at least retain the right to market my crap?
No one's ever taken that from you.
We're talking about outright. An example I threw at Mark is if he wrote a book, and I were to just remove the jacket and place my name on the book, same intellectual property, still Mark's creative process, but I've taken his...
Somebody could say that's fraud. I mean, if you're saying you wrote the book when in point of fact you didn't write the book, you would be engaging in fraud in that particular situation.
All right, and if he actually owned the rights to that book and he signed a contract with a publisher, we're giving them an exclusive right to publish, bound, and distribute his book for him,
mm-hmm.
I mean, shouldn't that contract be honored? Shouldn't there be some way to protect that contract from fraud?
Well, yeah, I think if you're engaging in fraud, I think the marketplace will come up with ways to protect people from being defrauded. If you're caught in fraudulent activity, then you may be asked to pay some sort of restitution. If you don't, your reputation might take a hit. I think that having a system of reputation is very important in a market-based, in a free market system.
See, this is... I think where you're falling short on this, Ian, is I do believe in intellectual property. I don't believe that it should be coerced into, existence by governments, because governments seem to screw up everything that they do, and I think that we can manage to figure it out. And I think that in the same way that if I drive my car to New York City and I leave the windows down, the doors open, and the trunk open, and I leave a lot of good stuff in that car, I can probably reasonably expect that that car will be empty, if not gone, when I return. In the same way that if you just release, whatever, a book or a song or a movie or whatever, without any kind of protections against someone stealing it, then you can probably expect that someone will steal it. But I think that if in the absence of government intellectual property laws, that you will probably see people taking steps to protect their intellectual property. I believe intellectual property exists. I believe it's worth protecting.
You're not going to see those summer blockbusters if there is no chance for profit from the millions of dollars that go into it.
I will miss them.
Simple economics, folks.
It's a presumption. You're presuming that there's no demand out there for it. I mean, you're presuming that the people that are demanding that service or product aren't willing to pay for it. And it's clear that they are. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian with you.
Josh.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including our chat room. You can go 24-7 in there, though most of the time the best time to find people is during the show. Chat.freetalklive.com will take you to it. It's free. Chat.freetalklive.com.
Choose for Health Superfruit Complex. It's a chewable vitamin, and it's also an antioxidant all in one. It contains goji, mangosteen, acai, and nani fruit. These four superfruits contained within are considered by many experts to be the most nutrient-rich fruits that the world has to offer, and you can get a free week by calling 800-219-8874. All you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. It's Choose for Health's Superfruit Complex. It's 800-219-8874.
Okay, so toll-free number is 800-259-9231. We're on the issue of intellectual property. There's a little bit more here from ArsTechnica.com. They're talking about a science paper that is called Promoting Intellectual Discovery, Patents versus Markets. We exist in a system today where there are things called patents, and the patents make it very difficult for innovation to really happen. It's sold that patents help innovation, but what the evidence is showing here, at least in this one paper from Science, is that in Cornwall, England, they actually had a point at which several patents expired on steam engines that after that point finally spurred a period of openly shared innovations that led to rapid improvements in steam engine design. Same thing we saw in another story I remember a while back about grill technology. There was a certain grill technology that the patent finally expired on, and after that is when the real development started to occur, because then other people could grab that idea and utilize it without having to pay some absurd licensing fee up front or a bow down to whatever the demands of the original patent holders were. Now, in the Science paper, the authors engaged in an experiment to see how well these open innovation systems worked in a model market. To do this, they turned to what's called the knapsack problem. Students were given a list of 10 items, each with different weights and values. Given limits to the number of items that they could choose and the total weight of the items, the students were asked to maximize the total value. Now, the authors set up two different types of experiments. In one, there was a winner-take-all monetary prize for the first optimal solution. Sort of like the patent system, where if you get your patent first, doesn't matter if you came up with the idea first, it matters who gets the patent first. I'd like to point that out. But if you get your patent first, then you've got the monopoly, and you've got it guaranteed for however many years the patent is for whatever that product is. I think there are different categories. So that's what they were emulating there, where there's the monetary prize for whatever student comes up with the first optimal solution. In the other situation, the students were assigned shares in each of the objects and given the opportunity to trade the shares on an open exchange. When the trial was over, rewards would be given based on the number of shares people held in items that were used in the optimal solution, whatever that ended up being. So for all but the most difficult case, where only the market system arrived at a solution, both systems resulted in the discovery of an optimal system. The key difference seems to be that in the market system, more of the participants finished with an optimized system. The authors present evidence that suggests that prices of the items acted to communicate information on the solution among the market's participants. So when it was the system where one winner takes the cake, in most of the scenarios, they did get the optimal solution, but that was the only person who benefited, and that did not solve the problem in the most difficult scenario. In the most difficult scenario, the optimal solution only came from the market option, where everyone kind of had anybody that put their idea into whatever the optimal solution was walked away with a piece of whatever they walked away with a piece of the pie, essentially. So it wasn't just guaranteed to the one winner. The market solution found optimal solutions for every single problem, whereas the one-size-fits-all patent solution did not. So it's obviously not a real market. It's a college experiment, but nonetheless, I think somewhat instructive to what the real world could be like.
Well, they're doing their best with it, and I certainly appreciate that.
Did I explain it effectively?
I think so, but that doesn't mean that just because we have a little experiment there, that's about what works. And I'm all for what works, okay? But that doesn't mean that you don't own an idea that you created, okay? I do own my ideas. And I can...
As soon as you speak them, then you can't really prove you own them anymore.
Well, I own them in the same way that I own everything. If I can keep it secure, then it's mine. And
then that's your responsibility.
Absolutely. That's all this argument is. That's all this decision is about. This is about whether or not you can, the marketplace can come up with technologies to secure particular types of intellectual property. And I think that it can, at least for a period of time, long enough for the people that create those technologies to recoup, you know, the value of their R&D and their hard labor, which I think that most people would agree that all intellectual property should at some point terminate and the world should be able to benefit in the same way that there probably shouldn't be a 500-year patent on the paperclip, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, new technology itself, the internet being, you know, a prime example of this, makes securing your copyright for something like music a lot better. I mean, not too many years ago, the industry was reliant upon the major record labels and their distribution channels to get things out. Else, how would people know about your product? I'll use Radiohead as an example. One of their last albums they released online
for free,
and asked to give what they paid for them. Given the old record label paradigm of like the major companies, I think once it gets broken down, the management and all these people are paid.
What do you get, 50 cents?
Something like 50 cents a record.
Per album?
Yeah, it's really really low.
I think Radiohead averaged $6 on this last one.
As far
one.
As what people were voluntarily choosing to give them for the one CD?
And they made it, you know, they came up with a great idea. They wanted to see how things would go, and it went really well for them. I'd say that also, since they were likely the first big band to do such a thing, that they probably received more than would be.
I don't know. Because who's going to go and download it but a Radiohead fan?
Speculation. Well, because a Radiohead fan may say, "Hey, this is really great," or some intellectual property person who really cares about the, you know, doing away with intellectual property or record studios, whom have made a lot of enemies in the marketplace relatively recently, you know, may very well decide, "Huh, I think I'll pay a little more," or whatever. People are nice to doing this.
Maybe that's true.
But if it's done on a regular basis, it doesn't show up as nice anymore.
Well,
it shows up as normal.
No, maybe if that's true, though, Mark, you're also not counting, or you're maybe not thinking about the amount of people that are just going to go, hey, I can get a free CD for 2 cents, or I'm going to pay zero. So the question is, what you're saying is, well, maybe people on one side were more likely to go and pay more than they might otherwise, but what if there's also a concomitant amount of people that are just coming in and grabbing the CD and not paying anything for it?
Well, I'm sure there's an amount of people that are doing that. However, those same people, the same people that want to get it for free, would get it for free on every subsequent album of every subsequent band that released in the same way that Radiohead did. You notice there aren't any more articles about this, and I'm sure many of bands have done just that. It's been, what, 3 years since Radio?
Didn't Nine Inch Nails do one?
Probably.
You're still talking about the first 10, Ian.
Okay.
I'm talking about, I'm on down the line at the next 10,000 of them.
Well,
that's the ones I'm talking about. Once it's normal to give your to give the album away online and people to pay whatever they want to get, the freebies, the freeloaders, they're going to still be freeloaders. However, the people that are inspired by this new action aren't going to be inspired anymore. That's what I'm saying.
But there's a lot of there's a lot that they could, as far as price is concerned, they could go down quite a ways. I mean, as Josh pointed out, they made $6 on average as compared to 50 cents. Which
I'm
is,
not
you
saying
know,
it would work
important
either.
What's important is that they had the proprietary right to market their product that way and assume the risk to make the money or lose it all.
More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
Josh.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. We've got a Facebook profile. You can go to facebook.freetalklive.com and become a fan there, facebook.freetalklive.com. What if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? It's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Now, the Free State Project is a brilliant movement. When I first heard the idea, I knew I had to be a part of it. My only issue, of course, was the cold thing, because I was born and raised down in Florida, and cold was scary to me. But it's worked out. I like it up here, and the cold is pretty neat, actually. I like the snow. That's new to me, and the changing of the seasons, that's pretty exciting. So it's actually worked out really well.
I like the snow, and I like the changing of the seasons. I wish that the winter were shorter. I think would probably be my biggest contention in the weather. However, I'm also, we make it just fine, and the weather in Florida was certainly inhospitable at times, too.
Oh, yeah.
And not to mention that sometimes hurricanes come through and destroy your house.
Oh, the weather here is much easier going as far as the disaster style weather. They just don't get hurricanes up here. I mean, you northerners, Josh, a New Hampshire native, is with us here tonight. Whenever I hear people in this area talking about inclement weather that is coming in, they get so worried, and they get so distraught over what turns out most of the time, the ice storm excepted, what turns out most of the time to be some wind. Okay. And a little bit of snow.
That comes from, scare tactic conditioning of New England weather. In one single day, I was doing landscaping a few years ago. It started off in July being 50 degrees in the morning, became 90 degrees by midday.
Mm-hmm.
A thunderstorm came in off the lake and started spewing hail. And then it, you know, it got about 80 degrees again, and all in the course of about 6 hours. I think that's the alarmism, because if you hear that the weather's changing, it could be anything. You don't know if you should bring a rain jacket or sandals or
what to
do.
You do need to be prepared. That's true. Up here, you certainly need to be prepared for weather to change. There's no doubt about that. But as far as a hurricane rolling through and laying waste to everything, it just doesn't
happen. Yeah, not so
here?
Much.
Right.
After you get used to
tornadoes?
The snowfall just becomes an annoyance after a while.
What about tornadoes?
Actually, one ripped through my hometown last summer.
Huh.
Did a lot of damage.
Interesting.
Their houses are made of wood up here.
Yeah. So anyway, freestateproject.org. Go there, learn more about it, get involved. One of the most exciting things about this movement, besides the fact that great activists are coming here to New Hampshire, is it's giving the people that have been here their entire lives, or have been here for a while, perhaps longer than the Free State Project, people like you, Josh, mm-hmm. It's giving you a reason to get excited again, because a lot of New Hampshire natives have been pretty bummed out by all the statists coming in and invading from places like Vermont, Massachusetts, and New York, and coming here and bringing their status ways with them and their big government ideas. And so having people that are in favor of freedom actually moving in and getting active, I've seen really energize a lot of the New Hampshire natives into taking extra steps that they otherwise wouldn't have. There's a gentleman here in Keene that's running for political office that arguably would not be doing that if there weren't people here doing activism. He probably would be, you know, relatively inactive, I think, in comparison to where he is today. I can't speak for him, though. But I've just seen
it's activating the local locals.
I've seen it in a lot of different places, activating the locals and giving them backup, too. Instead of just being the loner out there doing whatever it was you were doing, now you've got people that are willing to come to the court trials, they're willing to come to your events, and it's made a difference. So it's a great group.
Well, live free or die isn't just a catchy slogan, and I think the times that we're living in is becoming a much more relevant.
More important than ever. Sure.
More important than ever.
Let's go to your phone calls about what you want. Jonathan's in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jonathan.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'd just like to chime in on what you're talking about with patents. I got a friend of mine who made multiple millions of dollars without ever getting patents. He was an inventor. He invented auto parts, and he would develop it. He would invent it, develop it, manufacture it, all in-house. And by the time it got out on the market, 95% of them would be sold in the first 6 months, and he made millions and millions without ever getting patents. He would casually apply for a patent, but it wasn't the first thing on his mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was just kind of interesting, the way, you know, he had his marketing. He knew everything, you know.
That's great. And I think the people that manage to do the job the best will get rewarded.
Yep.
Any other thoughts for us tonight?
No.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Michael in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Michael.
Hey, guys. How you doing this evening?
What's on your mind, Michael?
Well, I had an interesting conversation with my brother-in-law, and I felt like sharing it with you guys.
By all means.
So he is kind of like a leftist, kind of very concerned about the food and how the big businesses try to corner that market.
How old is he compared to you?
He's in his early 30s, and I'm at 25.
Okay.
So, and
would you call yourselves peers, or would you call him your elder? Just in the way that you two act.
My peer.
Okay.
I'll call him. Yeah. So.
Seems like it's right on the borderline to me.
Yeah, it is. Okay. He kind of understands how corporations use the government for certain issues. I can't convince him on others. But so today he's talking about how he's very. Right now, they're trying to grow their own food, and they want to start selling it and make maybe a little bit of money and live off of it. And he was saying at some point he's going to have to start keeping records and maybe become a business or something like that. And I was just kind of very surprised that there's so much wasted energy he was going to put himself through to try to comply with all this taxation regulation.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had conversations with him about how that regulation and that taxation, that is... that he doesn't have to go through that, and that it's completely immoral for them to try to make him the tax collector and to collect money on his behalf. But he doesn't get it, you know. And I asked him basically,
ask him how many, of course the money that he collects is fungible, and you should look up that term and show it to him too. It means that it can be placed in any direction. So if the government's collecting that money, that government is using that money to create bombs and missiles that kill people in Pakistan. If he's a good lefty, then he won't like that. Tell him, ask him how many, every time he's collecting this money, how many Pakistanis do you think that's going to kill? How many Pakistani babies do you think you're going to kill with that? It's the reason I quit smoking cigars, because I'm not willing to give, even though Obama set this up so it goes to the National Education Foundation or whatever, I know that the amount, every dollar that goes into that fund is another dollar that they won't put, that the federal government won't put in there from, wherever else, and therefore they will be able to put it towards bombs and missiles, and so therefore I quit smoking because there's a federal tax put on cigars.
Right. I had similar conversations about this manner, and actually it makes them very uncomfortable when I say, because I'm a little bit more the voluntarist, Mark, but even if you spoke of the minarchists, just the road cops and courts, it makes them uncomfortable to say that the government is basically an entity that kills people, and to support it, you're supporting the machine that murders innocent people.
I understand it makes them uncomfortable. Good.
I agree completely. I don't want to alienate myself completely from my family.
Understood, but I mean, so who does he think is out there killing people in Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iraq?
I know.
He knows. That's why he's uncomfortable.
Yes, I completely agree with. That's why I asked him basically, what would be your line in the sand? You're going to go through all this. At what point would it be too much? And he basically said that his line in the sand was the animal ID, which he wouldn't comply with that. The whole, if you are a small business, some kind of food processor, you would have to tag every single animal, but the big businesses only have to tag one. So that's his line in the sand. But he's willing to comply. He's willing to go through the hoops and actually collect taxes to sell potatoes, and whatever other vegetables that he...
Because he's afraid.
Ask him if he minds if you go on the Internet every week and drop a picture of somebody who's been, one of the natives that's been killed in Afghanistan or Pakistan, and that you two look at it.
Well, isn't he scared? Isn't that why he's doing it? It's not because he sees any real benefit from jumping through those hoops. He's doing it because he's frightened of what they might do to him, right?
Right. I mean, he understands when I speak to him that the government is force, the government is violence. He understands that. He's okay with the violence.
It's too scary for them. I thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. More on the way here, 800-259-9231. A lot of people are petrified to do anything against the state. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. Enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian with you.
And Josh.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Hey, if you like the show and you want to help Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Get used items, brand new items, free super saver shipping on a whole lot of their new items, dozens of categories in which to shop. It's a great place to get the shopping done for the stuff that you need and the stuff you want. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Now, one of the things you I don't think you can get at Amazon would be a pistol, firearms, that sort of thing. In that case, you need to know about the Millionaire Patriot. He's got 5 days of firearms training waiting for you, all for just pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Go to frontsight.com to get your training and your free gun. That's frontsight.com. Now, a few moments ago, we had Michael on the line in Kentucky, and he was talking about a conversation with, I don't think it was a family member or friend, I don't recall which, but somebody close.
Brother-in-law.
Yep, brother-in-law. Someone close to him about some issues and talking about how essentially by bowing down and doing what the man wants him to do as far as his business is concerned, which is applying for permits and licensing and paying taxes and
to sell radishes.
Right, jumping through whatever the hoops were to do what he was already doing. He wanted to go legit, you know. The process of doing all that, Mark, you pointed out, well, maybe you should remind him, since he's against things like the war, maybe you should remind him that by obeying and bowing down and giving these people money on a voluntary basis, you're voluntarily choosing to fund the killing of babies. You're choosing to fund the killing of innocent people around the world. And he says he made that point, but it fell on deaf ears because this guy doesn't want to think about that. He doesn't want to realize that that's the case. He does know it. He knows inherently what he's doing is wrong by aiding and abetting these criminals, by voluntarily sending money and obeying them. He knows it's wrong, but he's too damned afraid to do anything about it. And I know that, Josh, that you had something that was related to this that you wanted to jump into.
Yeah, I've noticed something. There's a new schism sort of brewing underneath the water, but it's not separated along the traditional separatist and loyalist lines. There's like this new subsect of people who just don't want to be bothered to hear about the issues at all.
I don't know if that's new.
I've encountered. I've had some friendships dissolve lately because these people feel that I'm too worried about these issues and spending too much time thinking about them or talking about them.
Can you give me a little more detail? I mean, without revealing who it was.
One was a friend. One was a band I was fired from. One of the friends was a cop, and we had sort of just a disagreement. I tried to get him to join Leap. They don't want to hear political discourse or anything. They don't want to be confronted with the realities of 8 years in Afghanistan.
Well, I don't think that 8 years in Afghanistan is politics as much as it's sort of like issues. War is an issue as opposed to politics. Sure,
as far as they're concerned, Mark.
Well, they may try to define things differently if they wish. Politics is about Democrats and Republicans. Politics is about the policies of the people that rule.
Yeah.
I think you can talk about the actions that the government takes as issues without talking about politics. I understand sort of where they're coming from. It does have that feel to it.
But I don't know if I agree with you in that it's new. I don't know about that. I think that this is something that's probably been going on for a long time. Back in the American Revolutionary days, didn't they say that only a very small percentage were the revolutionaries, another small percentage were the loyalists, and then there was a big percentage in the middle that just,
by and large, didn't care that much or didn't care enough to really do anything.
Right. Isn't that essentially what you're talking about here? The people
It's essentially, but
they focus on their own life. They focus on what they consider important to them, and they just don't understand. Like you're saying, they just don't understand why this is so important. Josh, you can't have any effect on this. Why do you even care about this?
Not even that. I mean, they'll admit that there's something wrong with the war, but they just can't be bothered to confront the realities of why and how they could do any small part. Just as Mark was saying, quitting smoking. Not earth-shattering, but maybe a small dent. At least it's gives you some sort of moral absolution on the matter.
Well, in that case, I'd also say that I think that there's a line, like the gentleman whose brother-in-law that he was just talking about. I'm not saying the brother-in-law is completely wrong in not in deciding that he's going to collect some taxes at some point if he feels that he's in danger. I think that he could probably go on until somebody, some government agent comes up and demands some money from him rather than going ahead and imagining that this is going
to
happen and then
and subverting himself to the state.
Yeah, and doing that ahead of time. But at the same time, I pay taxes now. I pay income taxes now, and I do it because
you're scared.
Well, I can't. I've made a deal with my wife that
she's scared.
But we have a family and we have a child, and
she's scared.
Right.
It's okay to be scared.
Legitimate fear.
Right. No. It's okay to be frightened. These are scary people, and they have scary cages that they will put you in. They can take the scary people will show up and take your child from you. So I understand the fear. I understand the fear, but that is the factor that you're dealing with here, is that these people you're talking about, they're talking to, they understand what you're saying, and they're so damn scared of what the consequences might be for you, let alone for themselves, if they were to start saying no and non-cooperating and not going along with the system. They're just deathly afraid of it. I was at the Tea Party this weekend. They have these things from time to time, as you know, if you've been paying attention to the national news. There was one in Keene, New Hampshire, where I live, and I went down to it, and probably about 100 people there, I guess, maybe a little more than that throughout the afternoon. But as I was there, I was having conversations with people that you might describe as conservative, as that tends to be who's attracted. I would not describe myself as that way. There were some anarchists there and voluntarists there, but I was talking to some people that would have been described as conservatives. And we were coming to agreement on a lot of things. Like, they like the idea of secession, declaring independence, and they like that idea. And it just, as we kind of continued on in the conversation, we ended up getting to more of the non-cooperative aspects of what I might suggest that people do, the idea that if people stop obeying, if they stop paying, look, if you like the idea of secession, you should start personally and stop feeding into this system, stop paying into it.
Yep.
Said he liked the idea, which I was surprised at because a lot of conservatives like war and all of that.
But yeah, war, what I'm talking about is just absolute indifference to the murder and the mayhem. And so the military can do no wrong. Just give them time. They're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
So they're saying they're doing the right thing? Well, that's not indifference. That's taking a side, right?
Well, I guess so. I mean,
But I see the indifference, too. The indifference is the apathy.
Indifference to thinking about it. There's a flag flying over these... there's an American flag flying over these people, so what they're doing must be right. And that's a sort of an indifference to, you know, thinking about an issue.
Well, what I was going to say was, though, the fear on the part of these folks was there when I finally got down to the issue of non-cooperation. Look, these guys were all the way, yeah, let's get rid of the federal government, yeah, secession, we agree with you. It's just they weren't willing to do anything about it personally. So it's that... it's not indifference, but it's the inability to for them that they've come to the conclusion that they're not willing to really put anything on the line.
Yeah, we were talking, this friend and I were talking about a mutual friend who is still over in Afghanistan some 8 years later, and I just brought up the fact to him because I didn't think he was quite aware of the history of Afghanistan and in the United States. So I put on a level where he would get it. I asked him if he had ever seen Rambo 3. And the final scenes of Rambo 3, the ending credits, they dedicate the movie to the gallant people of Afghanistan. Because the movie depicts them fighting...
Russians, right?
Yeah, fighting the Russian Hind gunships on the backs of horses. So if they were so gallant and brave to defend their homes and their families and everything that they hold of value, then what has really changed about their virtue now that they're fighting a different enemy?
Brilliant.
They don't want to confront that reality.
No, it's cowardice. It's even more cowardice than the people that I was talking to, because these people don't even want to think about the issues. They don't even want to go there. They just rather immerse themselves in whatever distractions they have, their television or their beer or whatever it is that they've got to distract them, and go about their lives. And, you know, if that's what they want to do, that's fine. That's why I'm here in the Free State Project, to get together with the other doers who are actually going to make a difference. Now, speaking of Afghanistan, there's some very brief news that you wanted to get out tonight, Mark, about what's happening over there.
Well, yeah, it looks like McChrystal, the general who's in command over there, says top U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan warns in an urgent confidential assessment of the war that he needs more forces within the next year, and bluntly states that without them, the 8-year conflict will likely result in failure.
How much more?
45,000, I believe they said.
How many do they have now?
Wow.
I don't have that information sitting here right here in front of me.
Where is that going to come from?
Well, it's going to come from the United States of America.
It's going to come from your graduating classes in your neighborhoods. That's where it's going to come from.
Maybe they'll bring back the draft. I mean, do they have that many people that they can just send over? Are they going to pull them out of Iraq?
Just that. I mean, they do. McChrystal needs 45 soft bodies to catch hard bullets.
They don't need 45,000 troops to fight a band of terrorists.
We're done for now. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Avoid worrying your child about foods she should and shouldn't eat when she visits friends by providing her with a healthy snack as a gift to the host. That way, she can decide to eat what you've sent without feeling isolated from the other kids. And if she decides not to eat it, that's okay too. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.